Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome to another special edition of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and again, this is a special edition of our program as we now bring a closure to this year's Women's History Month. Tonight, we're just going to do a brief segment. Tomorrow night, we will, however, have on Reverend Pinckney, who, of course, is going to tell us about the upcoming program that's going to be happening in Washington, D.C., and in Baltimore, April 4th and the 5th, I believe. We're going to have him on so that he can tell us about that and how you should and could get involved. Tonight, we wanted to at least bring you some updated information, particularly as we now move forward with the Million Women March Universal Movement and, of course, the upcoming MWM Sweet 16 reunion. Before we do that, of course, we want to give thanks and praises to our Creator and certainly be very, very appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors, as we generally say each week, and certainly strive to do that to the best of our abilities. What we want to do is let you know that two things are happening. One, in particular, is that we will have our new website up, or one of our new websites up on Friday and Saturday, or Friday or Saturday, shall we say. Our new website is up, and it should be filled with a lot of information for you, including membership, how you can now become an actual support and or active membership of the Million Women Movement. And also, we will be bringing you information about some of the upcoming programming. October 25th to 26th are 2 days we're hoping that you will now put on your calendar as we get ready for the Million Women March reunion, what we call Sweet 16. And certainly, we'll be able to tell you very soon more about that. But we can tell you now that it's going to be huge. It's going to be a large, large gathering where our sisters will be able to reunite again, and not only reunite, but now reconnect and recommit to what we started in 1997 and also what we are planning to now bring forward in terms of our movement. So we can tell you this is really, really going to be groundbreaking, and we really are preparing as we speak for some very important kinds of things. Now, the other evening when we had our kind of short version of our regular program, we conveyed to you that we are in the process of bringing about the first global movement for all women and girls of African descent. And the other thing that we also wanted to convey to you is that, with that said, that means the establishment of several what we call institutions. Now, the five-year action plan for the Million Women Movement is officially, shall we say, will officially be released on October 25th. But we want you to know that on October 25th, there is a major rally that will take place in Washington, D.C., in front of the Justice Department. And then on October 26th, there will be a major gathering, what we call an assembly, a mass assembly, that will be, of course, what we will address at the Sweet 16 reunion. Now, on October 25th in Washington, D.C., there will be an array of speakers and other kinds of presentations on that day, in addition to the fact that a preliminary brief will be delivered to Eric Holden, who, of course, is the head of the Attorney General for the Justice Department. We want to officially let it be known that we charge genocide. Now, with that said, what we would like for you all to do is this. There's several things that we need to do in preparation for the Rally for Justice that will take place on October 25th in Washington, D.C., in front of the Justice Department. But what we want to do is get prepared for that. So, let's say it. If you are a woman of African descent, a young female of African descent who has been violated, be it by a police officer, bit by a correctional officer, be bit by anything that is relevant to the justice system or relevant to government. We want your report. We want you to file your report with us at MWM, National MWM, at AOL.com, or you can send it to us via snail mail at National MWM, P.O. Box 53668, Philadelphia, PA 11105. We're going to give that information out again very shortly. But the point being, we need in writing your report. We need to know the facts. We need to be able to document now the various cases of what we call institutionalized violations of our women and girls. Again, we are specifying specifically if you have been violated, discriminated against, or anything that you feel has been a violation of your rights, of your being. We want to know what that is. We want you to put that in writing. We need to know date, location, who or what department. We need to know any pertinent information that is relevant to your complaint, because that is, again, what we're talking about, compiling complaints that can now be documented, that can now be presented to Justice Department. And we want these initial complaints to be relevant to specific elements that are connected to the United States government, be it on the local level, be it on the state level, be it on the federal level. So again, if you are a female of African descent residing in the U.S., what we need from you is your complaints, meaning if you feel that have been violated against, be it in the form of discrimination, be it in the form of racial prejudice, be it in the form of any sexual harassment, be it in the form of anything that you feel has been a violation of either your civil and or human rights. We want to see that complaint in writing. We need your name, your contact information, city, state, of course, as to where this occurred, and again, what area of government or what agency that's connected to your city, state, or federal entities. We need to know any specifics that you can provide, any name or any other kind of information that would be relevant to the complaint. Okay? If you need assistance and filing your complaint, please feel free to contact NationalMWM at AOL.com. Again, National, spelled out, MWM at AOL.com. You can also forward your information to NationalMWM, P.O. Box 53668, Philadelphia, PA 19105. Again, National MWM, P.O. Box 53668, Philadelphia, PA 19105. Okay, that is on that tip. Now, the next thing is, today, of course, is the recognition of a very, very powerful, very, very great black woman, a woman who made some serious sacrifices and contributions to the, I would say, to the liberation of African people in the U.S., and particularly as pertaining to the lynchings of black men in the U.S. Today is the Ascension Day for Ida B. Wells, Mother Ida B. Wells. We are very, very honored to be able to bring to you something that we've been working on for quite a while, and that, of course, is the Ida B. Wells Initiative. The Ida B. Wells Initiative is to help to bring together a collective of writers, particularly investigative writers, who want to or who are already addressing some of the issues in our community, especially as it pertains to, again, police abuse, excessive force, things of that nature, but anything really that's relevant to our people. The other people's initiative get us to bring that collective together on a national level. We want to provide reports and information that can be disseminated throughout the U.S. To our family, listening audience, to our affiliates and so forth and so on. But it's also to provide training. It's also to not only build camaraderie and, again, connecting and developing a collective, but also to provide specific types of training. So our position is for those who are already in the field of journalism or investigative reporting and so forth, we want to now connect with those brothers and sisters so that we can develop a cadre of progressive reporters, of progressive investigators, where anything that happens throughout the U.S., we know that we can tap into one of our Ida B. Well colleagues to provide us with accurate and insightful information. So if you want more information about the Ida B. Wells Initiative, please again contact nationalmwm at AOL.com. Again, nationalmwm at AOL.com. A little about Mother Ida B. Wells. Of course, she was a powerful, powerful woman. Just being Women's History Month, Mother Ida B. Wells was, of course, very, very involved in what one might call women's rights or women's suffrage. She was very clear about our role and position as African women in those movements. This is why today we find it very necessary to have our own, to make certain that we represent ourselves for ourselves, that we're not caught up in someone else's idea and ideals of how things should be or how they need to be done. We have the capability to do that ourselves, and so we now are going to do that. So again, the Ida B. Wells Initiative will cover many, many levels, not the the area of writing or investigative reporting, but also in the area of what some might call civil rights, certainly when it comes to women's rights, and again, just justice in general or in general for our people. Of course, Mother Ida B. Wells put a major emphasis on what was going on at that time during the time period where lynchings were, you know, very, very prevalent in that, did extensive investigative work to, you know, really make certain that there was ample information and that there was ample awareness made available in dealing with that particular issue. And so, again, we want to pay tribute to Mother Ida B. Wells, who was born on July 16, 1862, and, of course, made transition on March the 25th, 1931. She was a newspaper editor as well as a journalist herself, but she was a handful, as the story goes. She put a lot of emphasis on making certain that her position was made clear, and as a result, she was known for her capabilities of debate and what one might call rhetorical discourse. She was indeed a more than exceptional woman, and certainly a inspiration as an African woman, a woman of African descent. So again, we want to pay tribute to Mother Ida B. Wells, and in doing so, keep the legacy of her work not only alive, moving forward in the best ways possible. So again, if you are a writer who is a deliberate field, who has a particular interest in social justice issues that's facing up today, and you're already doing research or writing in that regard, and or you want to help to bring others forward in those areas, then by all means, please feel free to give us a call, or send an email, rather, at nationalmwm NationalMWDown@AOL.com. Again, NationalMWDown@AOL.com. Let's see, one other announcement we'd like to give to you tonight, and again, I'd like to remind you that tomorrow night we will have Reverend Pinky on, who, of course, has put a call out to those who are members of the NAACP. He put a call out to burn your cards. His position is that the NAACP is just out of touch, out of sync with reality today, and be very honest with you, I pretty much agree with that position as well, and I too am planning to attend the rally in Washington, D.C. And again, we will have Reverend Pinky tomorrow night, who will be to give you more insight and information into what's going to be going on and why this rally is being called. Let's see, before closing out tonight, again, we want to remind you that the new website for the Mayor of Martinez Movement will be up on Friday and Saturday of this week. So please make sure that you keep an eye out for it, and definitely we'll be giving you more insight and information into that as we proceed later on this week. Tomorrow night we will be coming on again at 11 o'clock, and joining us will be Reverend Kiki, and we do plan to do another broadcast, I believe, on Thursday. Okay, I will be in Brooklyn, New York, on Wednesday. We'll be presenting at the Alton Maddox's weekly meeting, of course, in support of the Freedom Retreat. And that, of course, is the kind of program that he and Sister Mayola Maddox have every summer. They've had it for some years now, the Peddling Beach Resort, or retreat, rather, Poconos, and every year we have young folks that are there, that they really provide some wonderful nurturing to, as well as a great experience as far as camping and just bringing the youth together and helping to bring them forward into not only the movement, but also bringing them more into who they are as descendants of great people. So again, we'll be in the Brooklyn area joining the family there, and I will be doing a presentation that Thursday at 7 o'clock. Presentation, of course, is to introduce the Ma'arit Posh, and the Ma'arit Posh is something that the Men Women Movement is putting forward as a part of this operational kind of, I won't say mandate, but what I will say is that we now have created a component that we can be able to apply certain types of formulas and remedies to some of the issues and concerns that we've been raising during the past 15, 16 years. So, the position is that we cannot just talk about what the problems are, but we have to come up with how are we going to address them. And so we presently are in the process of doing that, with that Posh helps to bring forward and introduce several ideas and concepts that we have developed over the years and are now very practically kept both nationally and internationally. Well, family, we're going to close this segment out for tonight, and what we want to do is remind you that we will be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We will have Brother Pinky joining us, and we're going to talk about the upcoming rally that will take place in Washington, D.C. on April the 4th, and I believe there is one the following day in Baltimore, Maryland, in front of the NAACP office on April the 5th. But Reverend Pinky will be giving us a full rundown tomorrow night. So please tune in for 11 p.m. To bring you some other information about the Men Women March's Sweet 16 reunion, and also give you some more insight to what it is that we are putting forward in terms of our movement. So till then, we want to leave you, as we oftentimes greet you in the spirit of Hotep, but also remember, of course, there can be no unless there is truly Ma'at, there could be no real peace unless indeed we obtain Ma'at justice. Until next time, we say Tutanana, and remember, we strive now for true power, prosperity, and peace. Until tomorrow, Tutanana.